Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Peter Orwick, Executive Director of the American Sheep Industry Association, shares an update on the state of the industry and how tariffs are impacting sheep and wool.
Trade with China is down about 40%. There's no question that there's a huge impact on our trade. So what we've been doing, as with a lot of the agriculture groups, is you're looking at markets everywhere else. We're looking at those opportunities to sell wool and find new customers for us on that side.
In the lamb market, Orwick says the U.S. dollar remains a preferred currency, giving American lamb a competitive edge and solid profit margins compared to imports. At the same time, the industry is exploring growth in domestic consumption, supported by an increase in lamb processing plants across the country.
We were looking the other day at the number of lamb plants overall, and we have 600 operations across America that process lamb. And I think that's just reflective, again, the demand that there is for lamb meat. And it might be, you know, more the farmer's market. It might be more the direct-to-consumer. But we still do have the large commercial plants that are handling thousands of lambs per week.
Peter Orwick of the American Sheep Industry Association. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.